process of selecting actually the stakeholders in the symposium was not transparent. We didn't know why IGA actually did not involve people. So we say the criteria was not clear. Everybody was just rushing to Addis Ababa for the symposium. And unfortunately, after the symposium also, the symposium was used to select also the delegates that will go for the peace talks, whereby people who were actually outside the government control area that agreed IDPs who are in the Unionist camp, those who actually fled to the neighboring countries because of the crisis that happened in our country and they were fearing for their own lives, some of them to Ethiopia, Kenya, Sudan, Uganda, and all this, and people who are in diaspora completely are not represented. And we see this as the voices of the victims, people who fled because there are crises. If you want to be fair enough, these are the people to come to the peace talks.
Yes, so basically, you're telling us that the SPLA opposition is actually protesting that this process of selecting the stakeholders are not actually transparent. Can you briefly just tell us as to what is the greatest concern here? Are there some people that the opposition don't want them to be there?
No. It's actually, we are not about people. Actually, we are questioning the criteria and the selection itself that we see it faulty. Because, for example, 14 civil society organizations that came here, they were they conducted some workshops and they were facilitated by IGAD. They came from Nairobi, Addis Ababa, Juba. And finally, in the selection, they were disregarded as if there is an interest of, handpicking certain groups of people to attend this. So we are questioning actually the process. We are seeing it as faulty, and that will actually polarize the talks. You see a round table of about six groups. You find the delegation of the government on one side, the delegation of the opposition, the former political detainees on one side, the civil society on one side, and political parties on one side, and putting the church as observers. So the whole process is wrong, David Williams. So what we are saying here, we are actually asking IGA that with us, we should not actually complicate things, and we should not actually marginalize others, because this is a process. When you are having peace, and really you want, if the goal is to achieve peace, want the voices of people who are actually the victims. These are the people who can forgive in the platform, cover their experiences, and these are people who can take the way forward. We want IGA to clarify this. How was the selection to the symposium? That was also again used to select the delegates to the peace talks that we are questioning them to explain to us. And then again, we are saying even this issue of, a round table talk will never bring peace, because if we go with what the IGA heads of state decided here, that 60 days we should actually arrive to peace, this will even confuse it more. So what we are saying, if you want that to have two blocks, the government and the opposition, and quickly, those who think that they have the like mind, they can actually flock to any side of the party, either stand with the government or stand with the opposition. So we have only two blocks are actually discussing. So quickly we can actually address these issues and bring peace to the people of South Sudan.
How about the question of inclusivity, where it's supposed to be an inclusive dialogue, when you're calling for only the two sides to be the one to negotiate?
We are actually still with inclusivity. Inclusivity could be in so many ways. It could be actually by proxy that these people are given the agenda, they work on the issues, and then they send it also to the mediators, and these are ideas we have. Inclusivity also having two blocks and the like minds groups sit on one side and then have only two blocks that actually can finish. It is also inclusivity. We are not refusing the civil society, but the way we are seeing it here is that everything is politicized. And from the process, it shows that there is a hidden agenda. And that hidden agenda, we don't want it. And that is during the talks. So we want to move on to issues, and quickly we want IGA to rectify this.
Yes. Now, you say that you have already made a protest to IGA. Did you have any response from them yet?
It was on Sunday. Of course, we can't blame them, because we wrote the letter yesterday. We submitted it to them and made our statement yesterday, because today is Monday. We are expecting them actually to respond to our...
Yes. Now, with you protesting and not attending the opening of the peace talks, don't you think this is actually delaying the badly peace that the people of South Sudan needed?
It is true, but again, Sir William, if you are building a house and you have a wrong foundation, definitely that house will not hold. For a very short time, it will fall. So we want peace, that the foundation of the peace, even people who are coming to negotiate this peace, and the way the selection is done, it must be very transparent and everybody's convinced. We want actually a good peace that will last forever and ever for our people, so that we don't see such situation recur in South Sudan again.
Now, do we have any idea as to when the peace talks will resume, apart from missing out the opening today?
Well, again, all these depend, on IGAD. So it is IGAD that is mediating, moving within the lobby, moving within the parties. So when they come to us, this word will be clear. I cannot say, because I'm not the one putting the timetable to IGAD.
Now, if your demand of this protest is not made, what is going to happen?
Of course, you know, if it is not made, then we have the reason to tell us. But with us, it won't be like that, because IGAD is not there to dictate things, actually to see the right way forward that actually can bring peace. And I believe this is what IGAD is doing, that we want to bring peace, mediate peace in our country, which we appreciate. And again, also, I don't think they will say, it's up to you. You are not doing this, and then go to whatever you want to do and all this. I don't think they can do that. So definitely we'll find a way forward, and we'll engage us, and then we'll see how do we proceed from there.